I'd like to call the order of the special meeting of the Stanton City Council for March the 29th. Madam Clerk, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Please call roll.
Council Agency Authority Member Taylor.
Here.
Council Agency Authority Member Van.
Here.
Council Agency Authority Member Warren.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Vice Chairman Ramirez.
Here.
And Mayor Chairman Chauver.
Here. Okay. Do we have a request from the public to speak?
Mr. Mayor, we have
a closed session.
We have no requests to speak,
nor
were
any.
Thank you. Nor were any written communications received.
Boy, I can't hear.
There is a lag on your end, sir. Yes.
I can't hear words you're saying. Anyway, it's all yours.
I can't hear the mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It seems like Mr. Mayor had said go ahead and proceed. So, okay, we will go move forward with special orders of the day, which is 4A, new business, approval of various agreements and amendments related to transfer of Home Key 1.0 projects, Stanton Inn and Suites and Tahiti Motel from projects to projects, and finding declaring such approvals exempt under the California Environmental Quality Act. I believe I will leave this off to Mr. Hildenbrand to introduce.
Yes, thank you, Trish. Tonight, presenting the report will be Community and Economic Development Director Jennifer Lilly. And from Jamboree, we have Vicky Ramirez and Jonathan Lee to answer any questions that the City Council might have. Jennifer, take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the Council. Tonight before you is the consideration of several agreements related to the Home Key projects associated with Stanton Inn and Suites and the Tahiti property, as well as the ground lease for the adjacent site to the Tahiti Motel. Each agreement outlines the specifics of the project site, the development, and the terms associated that have been outlined for you in the staff report. The first amendment to the grant agreement transfers allocated funds from Stanton Inn to the Tahiti project and returns the years 2 through 5 monies back to the authority as outlined in the discussion. The regulatory agreement outlines project operations and reporting requirements. And then staff's outlined for you the subordination agreement to the project lender, as well as we've included the ground lease for the property located at 11870 Beach Boulevard for the community center to facilitate support services to the Tahiti property. We'd be happy to go over any of that in more detail, but tonight staff is recommending the City Council approve the First Amendment for each project, the amended and restated agreements, the subordination agreements, and the ground lease, as well as declaring the project exempt from CEQA. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any details, or as the city manager said, we do have representatives from the project here as well.
Thank you, Ms. Lilly. Mr. Chauver, if you are able, do you have any questions? Hearing none at the moment.
No, my only concern was to make sure, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
The only concern I have is to make sure that not necessarily us, but over the next 55 years, if a developer was to come along or some other entity, that we would have the ability to develop that parcel on Beach Boulevard. And the fact that the city's not responsible for having to pay back any loans because we got ours for the grant, I understand that, but that somebody like Jamboree or somebody else, that they decided to come in and buy the property and develop a whole area along Beach Boulevard, if they would be able to do that. Thank you.
Jared here. So it sounds like the mayor is pretty muffled. I do know, I believe you had a conversation with City Attorney Kevin Nguyen today. HD, can you summarize for us?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I believe the question was about the duration of the agreements and any provisions that would allow for, you know, a private developer to come in and redevelop the property. These agreements provide that the projects will be there for 55 years there or you know, even longer in some instances. And that the intent would be the permanent, the affordable housing aspect of it. There are very narrow provisions in each of the agreements. For example, in the grant agreement, you know, there could be a cancellation of the agreement if there's some type of breach. There's other provisions for addressing breach. And that's kind of the very narrow instance when the agreements could be, you know, either reviewed for termination. Otherwise, the intent is for the projects to move forward with a, you know, over 50 year period of affordability for the stated purpose.
Mr. Mayor, if does that answer your question or wrap up your questions to staff? And also, I do see that Ms. Van, you do have your hand raised.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, go ahead, Ms. Van.
Thank you, Patricia. I noticed that even though the affordability is, the income restriction is for 55 years, yet the land lease on the parcel that the city owns on Beach Boulevard is for 99 years. Can you explain why it has to be 99 years and not 55 years to coincide with the affordability covenant, please?
Great question. Dee or Vicki from Jamboree, do you want to take this one?
I can start, Mayor and Council, if that's possible. And then I'll defer to Jamboree as well afterwards. From what I understand, this was a negotiated term. The 99 years was requested as one of the investors. I believe the banks had requested that and to reduce their risk. But I believe that Jamboree has a little bit more detail on that.
Hello. Hi. First of all, thank you very much for tonight and for this special meeting to go over this. Councilmember Van, I'd be happy to answer the question. So this request actually came from our tax credit investor on the project. And it has to do with the tax analysis that has to take place to ensure that the investor is able to take the losses and depreciation of their investment. And per their analysis, in order to ensure that they can take all the benefits of being an investor in this project, they need to ensure that because we have other soft fund loans on the project, that they, and the loans are range, the majority are 55 years or so they need to ensure that we are able to repay those loans during that term. And then if in the event that something were to go wrong, there is sufficient time under the ground lease to allow us to have more time to repay those loans. Sorry, I'm hearing a bit of an echo. Were you all able to?
Yes, we are. My apologies. We have some feedback, but you should be good now.
Yeah, and yes, this is obviously Jamboree has worked on projects with ground leases with public agencies for many years, but this seems to be a new trend in the way that tax credit investors look at these projects and the tax analysis or tax implications of their involvement in these. And this was a request that they made that was critical for them and their ability to invest in the project. On Tahiti, they're providing over $16 million of tax credit equity to the project. And this was their request in order to move forward with the project that we extend the ground lease term.
Ms. Van, did that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I see that Ms. Warren, you have your hand raised. Go ahead.
So I had asked the same question of HD today. So could we make the lease on the Tahiti 60 years and would they be okay? Or is there a hard, fast rule on 99?
I can answer. So the on the Stanton project, the County of Orange is actually ground leasing that land to us, and they had similar concerns about a 99-year ground lease. And after much deliberation with the county's real estate office, the county agreed to a 65-year term and then an option to extend the lease by another 10 years. So we have not, and the tax credit investor was comfortable with that. So we could certainly go back to them and request that if that is something that the city would like us to explore.
I'm happy with 65 with an option. That's better than 99. So.
I completely agree, Carol.
One question, is there time to do that before we run out the clock?
Well, no. So we're closing April 11th. So we need to get the we have not asked this question of the investor yet. So should that be not feasible, then our deal would suffer greatly. So, I mean, I think we can commit to exploring that and possibly amending the ground lease term to a shorter term. Should the investor be willing to do that at perm loan conversion, perhaps. But I think for purposes of tonight, I can't get the investor on the line right now. But I think if the council would be amenable to agreeing to the 99-year term and then with the commitment from Jamboree that we'll talk to the investor and see if they're comfortable with 65 plus a 10-year option to extend, I think we could. If we get the approval now and then I guess in the next week or so, we could get their sign off on reducing that term from 99 to 65 and a 10-year option.
HG, do we have any problem with that?
Mayor and Council, I think the difficulty is if it's approved tonight, you know, we could go back and do another meeting. Perhaps there's some middle option that we can consider of, you know, requesting the 65 years plus an option to extend that would be similar to what the county's agreement provides. And if that was not feasible, then perhaps to come back as a special meeting before the 11th and to approve the 99 year, given that there does seem to be some support for a lesser term.
We're asked these questions all the time. None of us, well, maybe a few like Jared, will be alive in 99. But I mean, it's a ridiculous term length. And if the county's good with 65 plus 10, I would think that the banker would be good at that, because maybe in 65 years, we want to do something with that middle property, or we want to sell it to somebody for the entire project.
Is it, Vicki, is it the same lender on both projects?
Yes, it is. It is. Yes, same investor.
Yep. So hopefully there's some comfort level there. So what we can do is explore that 65 plus 10 for the ground lease provisions.
Right.
If it's not approved, right, HD, do we come back to a special meeting between now and the close of escrow to approve the ground lease? Right, recommended actions. We're looking at the First Amendment to the grant agreement, the amended and restated regulatory agreements, and then the subordination agreement with Banner Break or Banner Bank. So maybe approve those actions 1, 2, and 3, and then wait on the ground lease until we hear if Banner's okay with 65 plus 10.
Yes, Mayor and Council, I think there's a couple options here. One, we could approve all the agreements except for the ground lease and hold off while that's being negotiated, hold another special meeting prior to the deadline to ensure that negotiations have closed. Or if the council wanted to fold the approval in with a 65-year ground lease plus 10, and that would be set. And if only the parties couldn't reach an agreement, then we would come back. So one of the other, or one of two options would, is what is on the table, or some possibilities.
Vicki, would that work?
Just to clarify, so the second option would be to approve the ground lease with the 65-year term and a 10-year option now. And then should that become an issue for the investor and we have to come back, we would revisit this with City Council prior to April 11th to change it back to 99. Yeah, I think that will definitely work if the council is amenable to meeting again, should this become an issue. But we can certainly ask, and we'll get back to everyone and let you know about the 65-10 option. But it would be definitely preferable that we approve it tonight, or that we approve it, that you all approve this tonight at the 65-10.
That sounds good to me. Okay.
Are there any other questions from any other council members, Mayor Pro Tem this evening on this item?
No, we're beating up the question I had. So Vicki, I appreciate you working with us, and sure. I'm comfortable with what we're going with.
Do we need a motion?
Yes, I would like to, Mr. Mayor, if you can unmute your cell phone, or if you're having troubles, just go ahead and dial *9. Mr. Mayor is raising his hand. Sir, all you have to do is dial *6 on your phone, and that should unmute your microphone for you. Perfect. Your microphone is now live, sir. Do you have any other further questions or statements on this item? Mayor Shaver,
hello.
There you go. I can hear you. Go ahead, sir.
HD, I could not hear anybody except broken up. Something's wrong with something. But anyway, my question is very simple. If a developer comes in, I didn't quite get the answer to this. A developer comes in 7 years and wants to develop the whole section of Beach Boulevard. Can they buy that parcel and turn it into wherever they want to turn it into?
Mayor, I just want to make sure that you can hear me.
Perfect.
Okay, perfect. I think generally the answer is no, in that these agreements put forth the project as affordable for 55 years. It is a very complex agreement with many investors that would be very difficult to unravel. The agreements provide that this project will be used for the affordable purposes for 55 years. So it would be extremely difficult, for a developer to come in and redevelop the property with these agreements in place. And the policy reason, if I may, is because of the level of investment in the property. And the city probably would not, the parties would probably not get the level of investment that is getting at this moment if a developer could come in and unravel the agreements in 5 to 7 years.
Okay, that being said, 25 years from now, if it becomes a slum, what happens?
Mayor and Council, I'll start that conversation and then defer to Jamboree. The regulatory agreements have obligations placed on the developer Jamboree to make sure that they're addressing nuisance issues, that
the services are being provided to the residents. One of the notes that I could, you know, mention today is the regulatory agreements was changed to quarterly inspections and evaluations rather than annual, so that the city had a little bit more control and could ensure that, you know, it doesn't become a nuisance. And certainly the city is cooperating and being very collaborative with the developer. But I will defer to Jamboree if Jamboree has any other, discussion points to provide.
Sure. No, thank you. I think you covered a lot of it. I think the other piece I think that should give the council comfort that these developments will be operated in an efficient and will really benefit the community is the fact that Jamboree has been doing this. Our mission and work is affordable housing and has been. We have a track record of over 32 years. And in addition, because of the sources of funding that we obtain from the county and from the state and tax credits, it's in our best interest in order for us to continue to do the work that we do to make sure that these properties are operating well and are well maintained. Because should they not be, then the state agencies that we go to request funding would look upon our project negatively and then assess negative points in the future should we ever go after funding for another development. So it's really in our best interest and it is our mission to provide affordable housing. And I think Jamboree has shown in 30 years we've been a good neighbor and really helped to uplift and really strike and help more reinvestment in a community as you can see in the many neighboring cities that we've worked in, like Garden Grove and Anaheim and Irvine and really throughout the state.
Okay, along those same lines, we are refurbishing the existing motels. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, those motels were built in the 50s. So we're refurbishing them, and we're not refurbishing them from the ground up. So 25 years from now, they're going to be 75 years old. So how does the developer, the Jamboree or whoever, how are we going to survive 75 years without some kind of structural problems or deterioration of those buildings?
Well, and I think that was part of how we developed the scope of work, because we will be holding on to these properties for 55 years. We need to make sure that any structural deficiencies are approved. That's why we had to engage a structural engineer. We engaged a plumbing and mechanical engineer and an electrical engineer to upgrade the electrical system, to upgrade the plumbing, to ensure that these properties in 20 years are functioning better than they are obviously now. But the rehab scope of work is it's essentially a gut rehab to ensure that there are no issues, even though these properties are older, in particular Tahiti. I think Stanton was built later, so it is more up to current standards in construction. But what we're doing at Tahiti in particular is really ensuring that the standards in terms of structural needs and plumbing and mechanical and electrical are brought up to current codes.
Okay, HD, is that built into the agreement what was just stated?
I'm sorry?
Was that what was just stated with electrical, plumbing, structural integrity? Was that is upkeep? Was that built into the agreement?
We actually submitted plans to the city, a full set of plans that were reviewed and approved by the city that includes all the scope of work and upgrades that we're completing on both projects. And generally, I think our loan agreements or regulatory agreements do speak to the scope of work that we're completing on both of these projects.
And that's no problem. And I appreciate that, the fact that we are going to bring them up to standards. But what about maintenance and that, what you just stated, plumbing, structural, is that written into the agreement to protect the future? That's what I'm concerned about. Is that also in the agreement, HD?
Mayor and Council, there are provisions in the agreement that provide that the owner is going to be replacing capital items, extraordinary repairs, routine, you know, maintenance, landscaping. And so the idea here is, yes, Jambri and the developer will be responsible for upkeep and maintenance of the property.
And that will be under the guise of the city inspector, or who's responsible for that?
Mayor and Council, this development will be like any other development project within the city. The city will have oversight for the entitlements, the permits, the licenses that, you know, Jambri has to undertake. But ultimately, just like any landlord within the city and property owner, Jambri will be responsible for making those repairs, making those structural improvements under the licensing and permitting of the city's requirements.
But there's no guarantee that there's no enforcement that we have, right?
As I mentioned, Mayor and Council, there are provisions in the agreement that require the developer to upkeep the property. There's nuisance provisions that are built in. There are issues regarding, their management. And so the documents are pretty comprehensive as to the developer's responsibilities and obligations. So yes, they will be on the hook for, maintaining this property and ensuring the programs.
Okay, thank you, HD.
I do believe we have two raised hands, the first one being Mr. Taylor. So go ahead, Mr. Taylor.
To highlight this, I talked to Sue Kang about the cost per unit, and I was overwhelmed by the number $538,000 per unit. They better be darn right close to brand new for that kind of money. So I think they're going to be fine.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. Ms. Warren.
I love the Googie architectural style. But right now the blueprints show that we're going to have two signs on this property. And I would think to unify it and to make it look like one development, that maybe one of the signs goes to the city of Stanton for a future museum, whenever that happens, as an example of the Googie style of signage. And the other one could be refurbed and reused by Jambri as the main sign for the development. Because I was surprised to see two signs on the rendering that we got.
Thank you, Ms. Warren. Any other questions from council, Mr. Mayor?
I would agree with Carol. Because we are dedicating the center portion to more of a central facility that's going to work on both sides, both the Riviera and the Tahiti, wouldn't it behold us to have a sign for the entire facility, an ultra-modern sign, and take both of those old signs and put them into storage? That way it's a unit, it's a section of our community, it's individual, it's something new, it'll be greatly accepted by our community. I think it's also something that highlights what Jambri is doing. I think it's important that we have a new sign. I think it's a sign that combines all three parcels, including the city center. And, I would really be in favor of that if that's financially available or possible.
No, Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Warren, all great points. And this is something that Jennifer and I can work through during the plan check and permitting process with Jambri. Valid points. We are taking notes, and I like the idea, and I like keeping those Gooby signs. They speak to what Beach Boulevard used to be.
That's right.
And Hungao or Jerry.
Does anyone else have any questions at this time? Okay, could I entertain a motion?
I'll move it.
Well, Mr. Mayor, go ahead and put your motion out, what you're suggesting.
Well, read, HD, read me what the motion should say, please, because we had quite a bit of discussion.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I would suggest that the motion be for the Council to approve Omnibus Resolution 2022-17, which is a resolution of the City Council of the City of Stanton, California, approving various agreements and amendments related to Transfer Home Key 1.0 projects, which is Stanton Inn and Suites and Tahiti Motel, from Project LLCS to Project LP, and finding and declaring such approvals exempt under the California Environmental Quality Act. That would include all of the exhibits, which there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 7 exhibits, A1, A2, B1, B2, C1, C2, and D, with the amendment to Exhibit D, which is the ground lease for property adjacent to Tahiti Motel Project, to change the term to 65 years plus an optional 10-year extension. And that would be the proposed motion.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Mayor Schauber, a second by Council Member Taylor. I will now proceed with the roll call vote. Council Agency Authority Member Taylor?
Yes.
Council Agency Authority Member Van?
Yes.
Council Agency Authority Member Warren?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Vice Chairman Ramirez?
Yes.
And Mayor Chairman Schauber?
Yes.
Thank you. Item passes 5-0.
Okay, Madam Clerk, is there any other business before this board?
Mr. Mayor, we have none. We can proceed to item 5, which is adjournment. Ready when you are.
Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll move that we adjourn.
Thank you, Ms. Warren. And we'll
second. Anybody want to second it?
Second.
Thank you very much. Right. We are now adjourned at 7:03 p.m.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for your evening participation, and make sure I keep a tape of this. Thank you.
Thank you.